Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Greg?
Is that Brett?
Oh, Brett. I'm sorry about that. Hey, Brett. My name's Charlie. I'm the pricing director in your area. I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator, Andrew, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't understand what exactly we're doing.
Yeah, okay. So let me give you kind of like the rundown of what would happen. I know Andrew told me that you've been trying to get verified on Google. We would help you get verified so that way your listing would pop up, and then we would program you to the first page of Google for all the services that you provide, right? And then we do a paired service. So how it works is anybody that, let's say, that searches your services but doesn't necessarily buy, we're able to retarget them on their Facebook feed where we can target them in specific cities and zip codes or counties or anything you want to do. So I know you're in New Braunfels, but if you want to target somebody that's like in all of San Antonio, we would be able to do that. You see what I mean? Kind of just like a little example.
Yeah, all around Texas, because not many people have theater.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, it would just,
the better.
Yeah. So we would just have to put it like, so the local listing is just going to be, the listing itself is going to be locally. But I mean, we can target specific cities and zip codes if you want to. And I can put that down here so that way we can make you pop up there at that point for the Facebook page. If that's what you would like to do as well too. Okay. Now, how it works here is you would work hand in hand with our tech team. Okay, so it's not like we're like, hey, see you later, Brett. We make sure that you're placed for the services that you provide. We don't want people calling you for things that you don't offer at the end of the day, right? We do not charge you per lead, per call, per job. Okay, we always have a flat rate for you. So month to month, whether you get 10 jobs or you get 100 jobs, it's always set there at that flat rate where you don't have to pay per lead, per call, per job. Does that make sense?
All right. What's that flat rate?
That flat rate is just $249 on a month-to-month basis. There is a one-time setup fee for the first month. It is $99. So the first month would be $348, and then it would just go $249 month-to-month after that, no contracts. And when I mean no contracts, it means I don't lock you into like a 3, 6, 12-month contract. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but at the end of the day, there's no early termination fee. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. If you felt like you didn't get the premium service out of the business here from us, you could just simply part ways from us. We do not take you off of Google. We actually build that for you and we give that to you as well. The only thing that we stop is the programming for your company, but people could still look you up by name and they would still be able to find you and contact you directly as well too. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when we do close these listings out, Google only allows us to work with one business per industry per area. So once we do find one company, we do close it out and we won't work with anybody else who does what you do in your area. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you get verified on Google and we can start populating you for the services that you provide, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They're going to do a pin verification. I know you probably already did that, right? Have you done your video verification yet or no?
No. That's, every time I try to do that, I try to hit start video and then nothing happens. It just blinks.
It just blinks
for you?
So
that's where I've been stuck at.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been trying to do the video verification. I don't know if I just need to restart and do it all again and try. But that's where it was stopping me. I was trying to video verify where I was at and my business, and it just wouldn't let me do it.
And the video, just like when you would go to do it, it just like, it would never like hit record or start or anything like that?
Yeah, every time it would say like allow access to your camera, I would allow the access and then hit start and it just wouldn't work.
Okay. My tech team is going to help you with that just to make sure that it's done correctly. I know it's, as a smaller business that, you know, doesn't, you know, you don't know the ins and outs of Google. I've had a lot of customers that have had challenges like yourself. We know what to do, so we'll be able to walk you through that process so we can help you get that video done for you too, okay?
All righty.
Okay. So when you did the registration for the business for the first page of Google, did you have it at A&L's Enterprise? Is that what you sent everything in as?
I would like it to be A&L's Postyard. I would like it to be A&L Theater Postyard.
Okay.
That's what I would like it to say on Google. It's A&L's and then Theater Postyard.
Theater Postyard. Okay. And then is your Facebook page West Cedar Postyard?
No. I have another one. It's to be under A&L Enterprise.
Okay. That's the one that came up when I put in your phone number.
That used to be my grandma's.
Okay. There you go.
She shut her down a long time ago.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but okay, that makes sense. So then that's why that phone number's popping up. I do see another one that says, it's the same one. Okay. Well, we'll make sure that they're tied together then, your Google listing and your Facebook page there. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And that's A&L's with an S, Cedar Postyard, correct?
You can just do A&L, like A, the and sign, and L,
yep.
And then Cedar Postyard.
Okay. And then what was the address that you registered the business with when you sent in the information?
It'd be 2360 State Highway 46 South.
State Highway 46 South, Texas?
Yeah.
Is it New Braunfels? Two thirty, 2360 State Highway 46 South, New Braunfels, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give me a sec. Hold on. For some reason, it's not pulling up New Braunfels. Okay, there it goes.
2360. Okay.
Yeah. So I have two here. So when I'm pulling it up, Texas, yeah, USA. So I have two addresses. One says 2360 Texas 46 New Braunfels, and then the other one just tells me State Highway 46 New Braunfels.
It's the state Highway 46.
But you have the 23, it's the State Highway 26. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, 2360 State Highway 46.
Okay. Let's see here. And what's the zip code?
78130.
78130. Okay. I'm just going to okay. And you don't have a website, right?
No. I would like one.
What was that?
I would like to have one.
Okay. I mean, we're a one-stop shop. What I can do is, because you're in 4 years, we consider that still like a new in business credit deal here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add it to your package here with no extra charge. So it's still going to be the $348 one-time fee and then the $249 month-to-month after that. If you need help buying a domain name, don't worry about it. My tech team will help you. They're going to create this, so you'll be able to send in pictures or logos or anything like that you have, and then they'll be able to publish that for you as well, too. Within 7 to 14 days, that website should be up and running, okay?
All right.
Okay, and then Brett.
It'll be linked to the Google.
Yeah, it'll be attached to the Google Business Profile. So once the Google Business Profile is placed, on the first page. People could either go to your profile and click on the website, or they'll be able to see it like that too as well when they search for your services.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Brett is your first name. Do you spell it B-R-E-T-T?
One T.
One T. Okay. And then what's your last name, Brett?
It's going to be Glasscock, G-L-A-S, and then C-O-C-K, so like glass, but with one S and then C-O-C-K.
Okay. And then a good email address for you?
You can do A and then two A's, N-D, S, hold on, I don't know.
No worries. Take your time.
Hold on. I'm trying to look at it. Okay. A-A-N-D-L-S Enterprise at UMA.com.
Let me see here. Perfect. Okay. All right, perfect. And do you want to target specific cities and zip codes that you want to be seen in?
I mean, Austin, San Antonio, you know.
Kind of like the metropolitan areas?
Yeah, just all the bigger cities around here.
Okay, Austin. Are you going all the way to Houston as well?
Yeah. Yeah, we do good down Houston too.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then for your hours of operation, what do you want to have on there? Are you Monday through Friday?
Is there any way we can put by appointment?
I mean, they're going to be calling you, so they can call you, and then you can do the appointments that way. So basically, when it says open, it's going to be like open from, let's say, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., right? And then that way, people can call you within that time frame. You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine. You can do 8 to 5.
Okay. Do you want to do Monday through Friday, or do you want to do Monday through Saturday or Sunday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Sunday's closed?
Yeah, it's Monday closed.
Okay. Okay. And it's 8 to 5. Yeah. Okay, give me a sec here. And then do you have, like, a logo for the website, or do you not have one yet either?
I don't have a logo, but I mean,
okay.
I use pictures of like all the theater yard and stuff like that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you. You're actually going to meet my tech team. They're going to give you a call, and they're going to verify everything is correct, and then they're going to ask you too about like, hey, like what happened with the video verification? They're going to try to pick up where you left off with Google. That way you can just kind of get that video verification done quickly, and then we don't have to go through the whole process over again of you submitting everything out. They're also going to go with you through there on the Facebook page, and then they're also going to do the website layout as well. So that's when they'll ask you for, hey, you know, send in your picture so they can create the content for that. And then they're going to send you a revision. I'm going to put it in the notes. So when the website's done, they're going to send you either a text message or an email. They're going to say, hey, Brett, your website's done. Please take a look at it. So then that way you could either tell us what to change, or you can say, hey, go ahead and publish it. And then that way we can just keep this ball moving for you. Okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the first month's payment, it is going to be the $348 at a flat rate. There are no taxes. There are no other fees, hidden fees, or anything like that. It will come out as the $348 flat rate for that. Now, do you want to pay for that with a business credit card, or do you want to use a debit card for that?
I'll use a debit card, and y'all have Cash App.
We don't have Cash App, but if you're going to use a debit card, I think the debit cards through Cash App are backed by Visa or MasterCard, correct?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you have a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or a Discover, any of those companies that are backed by your card, you'll be fine here. With the card itself, though, does it have A&L Cedar Postyard on there, or does it just have the Brett Glasscock?
No, it's Let me see.
Is it business card?
Yeah, that's what I use it for.
Okay.
Let me see what it says. Yeah, it says A&L's Enterprise on it, and it also says my name on the back there. But on the front, it says A&L's Enterprise.
Okay, and then it just says Brett Glasscock on the back of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the billing address on there, is it the same as the 46 Highway, New Braunfels, Texas, 38130?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa card.
It's a Visa card. Okay. I'm going to be ready whenever you are for the card number itself. Once they do take the card number, I'm not going to make any transactions right away. I'm going to set you up with a security question right after just to verify that every time you call us that we're always talking to you and nobody else, and that you could always verify that you're talking to us and nobody else. I am going to send you over a voice verification that I will walk you through on a recorded line. That's going to be sent to you as well with the pricing structure, our customer service number, and my direct line here as well, too. So you could always get a hold of me if you need to. I'm going to send that all over to you so you will have a paid invoice afterwards. That's going to be a 100% tax write-off. So make sure you save that for the end of the year when you do your taxes, okay?
All right. What's your company called?
Our company is called Local Splash. We are a Google Premier Channel partner, and we are been in business for 19 years, sir.
And how do I find them?
Yeah, good question. So Google gives us a what's called a qualified candidates list. They say, here you guys go. You guys have this area with this type of work. You guys have a listing available, right? So they just say, go down the list. All the companies, whichever one is wanting to get verified or is wanting to get on that first page of Google, once you guys find that company, close out that category and then move on to the next category in the area or move on to the next state and city or whatever we have to push at that point. So that's how we found you. You just made it on a qualified candidates list. They might have pulled your company from a listing that you had before, or because you try to get verified and you're not getting verified, you might have made it on that list as well because it seems like you do need a little bit of help to get that verification done.
I'm driving.
Yeah, no worries. It's okay. And did you hear what I said, though? Or did I break up a little bit?
Yeah. No, I heard you.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. Yeah, so that's how we found you. And then, like I said, too, we're a Google Premier Channel partner, so there's only a handful of us in the country that have that authenticity badge on their website. So that's why we get our qualified candidates list from Google itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I know you said you have a Visa card. I know the card usually start in the number 4, but, I mean, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, one second.
No worries.
Okay, it's going to be 40-31-6305-6690-0667.
Okay, can I read that back to you? Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay, I got 40-31-6305-6690-0667.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then your expiration date?
Going to be
6-0-6-29.
And
okay.
Security
code is 6-0-6. Gotcha. 06-29. And then 606 was the security code, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what's the total?
The total is going to be the flat rate of the $348. That's going to be the total. And then it's going to go $249 month to month after that, no contract. I'm not going to charge the card yet. Like I said, I'm going to put the security question up. It's just going to give you an added form of protection with us. We always want to make sure that we're always talking to you. So I do have three questions. You can have one of them. I have the city you were born in. I have your first pet's name, or I have your mother's maiden name. Which one would you like for your security question?
What was the second one?
Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I'll do my first pet's name.
First pets. I like these ones. All right. And what's your first pet's name?
Chico.
Chico?
Mm-hmm.
Chico. Okay. You cut out a little bit, so I only heard the O part. All right, Chico. Was Chico like a big dog, and you just named it Chico?
Nah, he's like the dog from Friday, too.
Okay.
Like the Target dog.
Yeah.
So I just named him after the movie.
That's funny. That's funny. You don't give him bologna, do you?
Huh? Nah.
You don't give him bologna, do you?
Nah.
Like in the movie when he's, they're trying to get over the fence.
Yeah, he looked just like him, so we named him that.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. That's the first time I've ever heard of that one, I will say. I've been doing this for a while and I've never heard somebody refer to their dog as the one from Friday, so that's funny.
Yeah, he's the same dog, so.
Awesome. All right, so this is what I'm going to do for you, Brett. Like I promised, I am going to do the voice recording for you. This is going to be sent to you in email with the pricing structure. I know you're driving, so I'm going to give you our customer service numbers. I'm going to send that in a text message over to you along with my direct line as well, too, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A&L Cedar Post Yard.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Brett Glasscock and sole proprietor ownership.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Brett, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Chico, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash for some updates?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So basically, we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. We're going to be helping you with your Google Business Profile. If somebody calls you and says, hey, Brett, we can help you with your Google Business Profile, you could just say, hey, I already got somebody doing that for you. Google won't allow that either, so we don't want anything to happen to your account. So we just want to make sure that our team and you are always on the same page, okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, perfect. Your payment for initial setup will be charged today, which is August 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 1st in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. I'm gonna send you a text message with that number so you have that as our customer service number, okay?
All right.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here really quickly. I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team, Brett. What's a good time for them to reach out to you tomorrow? I can do it as early as 9 a.m. if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'll work for me. Earlier, the better.
Good. Awesome. Everybody will have their coffee here. Local Splash. I'm going to send you an email right now to the email that you gave me. It's going to be a Google Calendar invite to our set time for tomorrow at 9 a.m. Everything went green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. If you have anything that you want to add or take off or you want to adjust, please always utilize the 877 number. That's where we're always going to communicate with you, so then that way we can get you up on Google, again, and targeting those cities that you want to be found in as well, too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you should have received a text message. It should say, Brett, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. I do need you to just click that link. That is going to be our terms and agreements page. And then I'm also going to set you up once you click the two checkboxes on the bottom and just type in your first and last name there and hit confirm. It's going to take you to a username and password where that's going to set up a tracking system. I want to be able to set that up for you as well really quickly.
Oh, what is it?
It's a text message I just sent you.
Oh, okay. No, I'm saying, what did you say that thing is? I'm filling out my name right now.
Oh, no worries. The other thing, that's going to be a tracking system for you. So you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing for you, for your Google business profile, and then the Facebook retargeting campaigns. Yes, sir.
I did it, and it took me to, like, a Local Splash username thing.
And login. Perfect. So you should have received another text message. It should say, here's your credentials, and it should give you a username, and then right behind it, it should say password on there. Let me know if you received another text message yet. I don't see that you says on my end.
I got a first text message, but when I click on it, it says Local Splash terms of experience. Your link has expired.
Okay, because you already signed it, correct?
Yeah. I haven't got the other text message yet.
Okay, give me a sec. Okay. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say is look out for that text message. If you don't get that text message today, that's fine. We're going to give it to you tomorrow anyways. We do have to create the account for you, so my tech team just might be a little tied up right now, but you should receive it, and it will be to you as early as tomorrow as well. So they'll be able to log you in, and you'll be able to check everything that we're going to be doing for you there. You'll also be able to access your website through there as well, too. Okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. Everything is sent to you in your inbox for your email address as well, so you should have everything there. Again, my name is Charlie. I'm going to send over my name, number, and extension as well, just in case you need to get a hold of me. You can absolutely do so. I got an open door policy for you here. All right?
All right.
Okay. If you go in your email, just you don't have to do it right now, but just go in there, click the yes button for that that Google Calendar. That just tells us, hey, we have a meeting tomorrow with you at 9 a.m. Central Time, and then myself will reach out to you with my representative for my tech team, and then we'll do the onboarding call.
You said reply yes.
Yes. Just click the yes. I think there's just like a green button that you can just click yes onto.
Okay. All right, take me to a calendar.
Yes.
All right, what do I do now?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, you've accepted it. Nothing. It just gave me a notification that you've accepted it. Cool. So you're all set up here, Brett. I'm going to get working on your account so that way I can send it over to my tech team. And then we're going to be calling you bright-eyed early in the morning so that way we can get that onboarding call done and we can start getting your verification done with you, okay?
All right. Thank you. I'll be at the yard in the morning too.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning then. You be safe today, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.